I love your pastor. And I thank God for permitting me to be here with you, him, on this truly blessed occasion. Your pastor's been my friend a long time. And went through some tough times. And Clay was there. You were too, Donnie. Where are you, Todd? Don, you guys, I thank God for you. I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to Psalm 130. 130. The older that I get, there's something that is a greater burden to me, or it's made to be known to me to be a greater burden than I ever realized before. And it's this thing. Sin is present with me. Almighty God has been pleased to call me out of darkness. Why am I thus? As Newton says, why this dull and lifeless frame? Surely could they be worse who've never heard his name? David penned this psalm under the inspiration of God's Spirit. And I know what he's talking about when I began, because I looked at verse 3. He said, if thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? So I know something of the burden of his heart. How merciful that Almighty God would send these scriptures to his people and would teach us out of his word. He said, thy word, David said, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And this psalm manifests the cry of a broken-hearted saint. This is a man that knows God. He's sensitive because of the realization of the presence of sin and his continual need of forgiveness. I want you, if you don't have a Bible, please get next to somebody that's got one. I want you to look at these words. He says in verse 1, out of the depths, I thought of that. Out of the depths, how deep is that? I don't know. I don't know. But I tell you this. What he felt, what he knew, what he experienced was deep. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee. And I want you to look at this wording now. O Jehovah. You know, we would naturally avoid being overwhelmed with calamity. I mean, that's just the way we are. We just, if I can avoid it, Betty Groover told me one time that Walter told her, I wish we could go through this life without the burdens. She said, Walter, it just don't work that way. Out of the depths have I cried unto Jehovah. There is a fresh sense of the presence of sin to a believer every day. And you know it. And you feel it. And you hate it. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Oh, wretched man that I am. He said in Romans 7:23-24, I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am. This is the way I am. I would desire that there was no dealings with this sin anymore. That's what he said. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? David was forgiven for taking Bathsheba. God sent him a prophet, and he said, you're the man. I didn't think anybody knew. He said, I thought maybe only Bathsheba knew. And he said in Psalm 51, I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Have you caught any fish? Well, we fished all night. Cast the net on the other side. We're professionals. But at your word, I read that and it just maybe it's me. It just seems like to me that he was saying, I'm just going to humor you. We fished all night long. But at your word, and they caught fish, and the net started to break. And the scripture says, Peter fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Oh, what mercy that Almighty God would give a man or a woman a heart to cry unto Jehovah out of the depths. What mercy that God would bring a man to that point, cause him to see his need. Then and then only will a man cry. You know, when everything seems to be going well, prayer is so much, but for me, it just seems so lifeless. But Almighty God bring a man into the depths, and that man will cry. That's when a man will say, as David said, it's good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. But I want us to look for just a few minutes at what the Spirit of God has revealed concerning our crying unto the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, unto Jehovah. Out of the depths have I cried unto you, the I Am. You who are of purer eyes than to behold iniquity. You alone, you're the holy and just God. Out of the depths I've cried unto thee, O Lord. Can mercy be found with you? The one before whom the stars are not pure in your sight. You who puts no trust in your servants and charges your angels with folly. Is there hope for me? Hold your place. Turn to Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45, verse 22. Isaiah 45, 22. Listen to the words of the Lord Himself. Look unto me, and be you saved, all the ends of the earth, for I'm God. There's none else. I have sworn by myself. The word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord, in Jehovah, shall all the seed of Israel, God's Israel, spiritual Israel, God's people, be justified and shall glory. Out of the depths I cried unto Jehovah. Is there mercy found? Yes. There's mercy found. But I'll tell you where the mercy's found. Look at verse 2. Lord, you see that wording there? Capital L, lowercase o, lowercase r, lowercase d. Lord Jesus, you who are the mediator, you to whom a sinner flees. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Now here is a needy sinner, a suppliant, crying unto Jehovah in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only one in whom God Almighty, the Father, is well pleased. He alone in whom dwelleth all the fullness, the completeness of the Godhead bodily. He who has redeemed his people to God by his blood has met every demand for righteousness. There's one mediator between God and men, and it's the man, Christ Jesus. He said of himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. A needy sinner cries out of the depths unto Jehovah in Christ Jesus the Lord. And in him, God hears. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Jehovah, Lord Jesus, my only hope. You alone who are worthy, my mediator, let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. David said in Psalm 3, 4, I cried unto Jehovah, unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. He heard me for the sake of Christ, who God has set upon his holy hill. Then the psalmist says in verse 3, if thou, Jehovah, If thou, Lord God, if thou, oh, the I am, if thou, Lord God of heaven, if thou shouldest mark iniquities, and then look, Lord Jesus, who shall stand? Again, the psalmist acknowledges Jehovah's justice, his holiness. Lord, if you regard or observe iniquities against me, oh, Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord, my substitute, you who were made sin for us, you who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in you. Lord, you were forsaken of the Father. Lord, you bore my guilt. Lord, you are my substitute. Lord, you bore all of my guilt in your body. And the Father forsook you. If thou, Lord Jehovah, shouldest mark iniquity against me, Lord Jesus, you who have borne the wrath of Almighty God in my stead, if he marks it against me, who could stand? He marked it against you. I'm guilty, and I deserve punishment. Lord, I know that you're going to mark iniquity. I know you are, because you're a just God. And you're either going to mark it against me, or you're going to mark it against the substitute. But you're going to mark it. And Lord, if you mark it against me, I have no hope. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. That's a blessed man. You find a man for whom Christ has died and has revealed it to him. A man that God Almighty has given faith to trust the Lord Jesus Christ alone. A man who has no confidence in his flesh. And I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to find a man that's going to appeal to the Lord Jesus alone. Oh Lord, Jehovah, if thou shouldest mark iniquities, blessed substitute, blessed Christ, blessed Mediator, who should stand? You who have eternally stood as the surety of God's elect, your people. Lord, you are the great Judah. You are the one of whom Judah was but a picture. Concerning us who are the Benjamins, I love this, Genesis 43:9. This was Judah's promise concerning Benjamin. You know, Joseph had told him, he said, you got any other brothers at home? Well, we've got one, but he can't come. He said, well, if you don't bring him, then don't come back. Judah says, got to take Benjamin. Oh, no, not Benjamin. And Judah says this, Judah says, I'll be surety for him. Of my hand shalt thou require him. If I bring him not unto thee, and set him before thee, let me bear the blame forever. Verse 3, O thou Jehovah, If you should mark iniquity, Lord, you who have eternally stood for your people as their surety, given your word, if I don't bring them back, I'll bear the guilt forever, and he shall not fail. Shall not fail. Look at verse 4. But, oh, what a, I love, boy, those little words like that that just have insurmountable meaning. But God. But there is forgiveness with thee. How? He's borne our griefs, Scripture says. Carried our sorrows. He is the glorious scapegoat. He's borne the iniquities of his people into a land not inhabited. Oh, blessed thought. There is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Oh, blessed thought. There's forgiveness with God. For sinners? Yes, for sinners. How? In the surety, in the substitute, in the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, the moment a believer considers, and how often we do, the presence of sin, how freshly do we flee unto him. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I grew up in false religion. I always spoke of, well, I came to the Lord. I was 14, I think. But then at about 17... I couldn't remember if I was serious, so I had to rededicate. Some of y'all been there. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, you forget to feeling guilty and stuff like that. So then I had to, I wanted to come to the Lord. But I'll tell you what I would always consider. I always considered coming to the Lord. He that cometh to me. You know, when a believer comes to the Lord all the time, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. It is Christ Jesus the Lord, the one whom God has set forth to be a propitiation, the author of peace and reconciliation. Through faith in his blood, there's forgiveness with thee. What, that he might be loved? Oh, we do love him. Here's what Scripture says, that thou mayest be feared. Not the terror of a slave, but the loving, reverential, obedient respect of a forgiven and accepted child. In the beloved, that thou mayest be feared, reverenced. What do you think that prodigal thought? Came to his dad and told him, he said, give me everything that's coming to me, let me have it. And he took it and he went and spent all of his money in riotous living. And one day he came to himself. What in the world am I doing? I'm over here eating stuff that we feed the hogs. And the servants in my dad's house, they don't eat anything like this. I'm going to go back to my dad. You know why he went back to his dad? He reverenced him. He respected him. He loved him. there's forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. The fear, the reverence of the Lord is the beginning. That's the first fruit of wisdom, the beginning. Robert Hawker made this statement. He said, the fear of the Lord is among the sweetest exercises of the renewed nature. A fear of the Lord, respect of the Lord. You know why we're here tonight? Those that know Him, because of the reverence of the Lord. The respect that's due unto Him. David said, verse 5, I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. And in His word do I hope. Hope, confidence. It has got to have a solid foundation. I don't, speculation on this is just not going to get it. I have to have a solid, I want something that's substantial. David said, I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait in His word. Lord, You said, Your word is not going to return void. It's going to accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. I wait, I expect, and patiently look for Jehovah. My soul doth wait. And I rest my eternal soul on this one thing and what You said. Abraham believed God. He believed God. And that's a miracle of God's grace. I mean, I heard what He said. But then to believe God. In His word do I hope. What, His written word? Yes. How about when God spoke from heaven? That verbal, they heard it. I read about it. We read about it. Yes. How about the Word made flesh? Yes. If we had not His Word, we'd have no promise. I'd have no proof of hope. But His Word never fails. It's what He said. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. You hear Him. Out of the depths, I cried unto Jehovah, Lord Jesus Christ, the one that You have been told to me to hear You by Jehovah. Lord, have mercy on me. Verse 6, my soul waiteth for the Lord. Look at that one. There's the Lord Jesus. My soul waiteth for the Lord Jesus more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. A soul, a sinner saved by the grace of God to see his need of Christ is waiting for that man who is at the right hand of Jehovah. And while he waits, God's word is his confidence, comfort, and security. Have you ever noticed how I was reading that last part? My soul waited for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Have you ever noticed how things are always worse at night? It just... had a dear friend in Louisiana, and he told me he was in a combat zone. He was in Vietnam. He'd gotten out of law school, got a lawyer, and he was drafted. And 1970. And if he came back, about 10 years later, he came back. He and I were talking one day, and we got to talking about him being there. And he told me, he said, "Marvin," he said, "they gave me an M16 and put me in a little, the perimeter around a fire base. And he said, put me in a little hut, an elevated guard tower. And he said, it was just pitch black out there. And he said, I just wanted to see the sun come up. If I could just see." I read that scripture there, and I thought what my friend had told me many 40 years ago. "My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning." I say more than they that watch for the morning. Almighty God put within a man or woman's heart a desire to wait for the Lord. "Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there's mercy, with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities." Let Israel, let God's Israel hope, have confidence and expectation in Jehovah. For with Jehovah in Christ, there is mercy, plenteous redemption. Let all of God's people, those that know that they have no confidence in themselves and all their confidence in Him, let them know that there is mercy. If the mercy that they have is the mercy promised to our fathers, the Lord Jesus Himself, then there's mercy with God. With Him, deliverance is full. It abounds, not limited, not exhausted. It can't be exhausted. It's plenteous, numerous, multiplied liberation, redemption. Let me ask you this. Do you find yourself in need to cry unto the Lord? There's hope in one. There's hope in one. God's Son, the one in whom He's well pleased. You who cry out of the depths unto the Lord, I thank God for that. I thank the Lord that He'd give you a heart to cry. Because I promise you, if He gave you no sense of your need, you'd never cry. And if you never cried, there's no forgiveness. But in Christ Jesus, the Lord, there's hope. There's mercy. May the Lord bless the word to our hearts for Christ's sake.